Guest on our program today, we are visiting with Sean Bryant. He is the chairman of the Boone County Board of Supervisors. You're number three.
Good morning.
Here we are, 3 years in. Are you going, or into your third year now, and you're going,
yep.
Okay. I got a feeling for this now. Or is this still like a, I'm still learning?
I think every day I learn something new.
You do. So. All about, let's see. We'll talk about everything from drainage and being trustees of drainage districts to everything else that's going on. The big thing, obviously, right now, budget work for the county. You guys spent a lot of time did a lot of budget work sessions, and you had some tough choices to make.
Yeah, we've been looking at the budget ever since January, looking at ways we can be more efficient as a whole. And this has been the toughest budget year that I've had to work with so far. And, we had to make some really tough decisions, but at the end of the day, we're accountable and holden to the taxpayer who elected us, and we're going to do the job that they hired us to do.
We did have, obviously, some of it is some of the restrictions that the legislature's put in, and I know they're talking about others, but you had the lowest levy rate in the state.
Yeah, for the general levy rate, we are the lowest in the state. Out of 99 counties, we ranked 99 for the general fund levy. That is a testament to, the supervisors keeping the wishes of the taxpayers first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So, it's not always good to be the lowest. It comes with some problems and issues and challenges, of course. We had to really work on finding funds this year, cutting services that, we're not deeming essential. So there is a cost for being the lowest. Now, I don't wear that as a badge of honor, saying, hey, we're the lowest, but it's where we are, and it's causing some difficulty, and but we're working through it.
I know this year, probably on the levy rate, the big change for you is the debt service. And again, that's got to do with an essential service, which is emergency communication.
Yeah, we had some infrastructure issues with the communications, which deals with, police, fire, ambulance, and emergency management. Mm-hmm. The position where one of the microwaves were was over in Boxholm on the Landis building, which is coming down. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't use that site anymore. We had to find a new site, put up a new tower. And with that new tower, because of the growth of the trees and everything here in the city of Boone, to have better coverage, we had to extend the height of one of our other towers. Yeah. So we had to purchase two towers. And that's an essential service. So
they're not inexpensive.
Well, no, they were
right now working off of the First Street Water Tower, actually.
Correct.
And the other big part of the whole thing was the old microwave system that you've had well over 10, 11 years or so now. You can't even find parts for it.
No, you couldn't even find, anything to repair them, because we bandaged them for a long time, and we pushed the limits of the capabilities of what they could do. So we got our use, the taxpayers got their use out of them, but there is a life cycle to everything, and they've just used theirs. So. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about, again, on our budget. We know we did the levy hearing that was held. You did have some people raise some questions.
Yep.
But nobody filed an official protest on it. So.
No. I think that, it is hard for everybody. With the assessments that go up, we try to keep our levy going backwards. Mm-hmm. This was the first year since I've been on that we couldn't go backwards. From our standpoint, we had to go back. We had some growth, over 3.5% growth in the county, which because of the new legislation, we had to go backwards 2%. So at the end of the day, we didn't have much more coming in than we had last year. And of course, we had much higher expenses due to insurance costs and everything. So we weren't able to roll it back like we normally do and like we wanted to. But we did have to make some very significant cuts, and we tried to make it work for everybody.
I know you guys have been looking at what's being proposed right now by the legislature. Had a chance to visit with Representative Chad Bain. He has a great deal of concerns the impacts could have on, like, Boone County in particular, because he's been a supervisor and he's seen, he knows the position you're in. And there's a few other counties as well, but some concerns about what they're putting together. So still work in progress on that.
Yeah, definitely. I've been in contact with Chad. We email back and forth once in a while about different things that I see coming out. And he definitely wants to pick our brain on what's been coming out and what they're talking about. I haven't seen a good plan yet that really would impact Boone County for the positive. So they're still working on everything, and I don't know where we're going to end up, but we're keeping our fingers crossed.
We'll work with what we have to.
Yes, we will.
So yeah. Let's talk about the values, because, again, we have a new assessor, but everybody, don't blame him. Don't blame Jamie. Jamie came in, and basically it's all of the sales that happened last year. In fact, outgoing assessor Paul Overton more than once told the board that you're going to have a value increase because of the sales, and it's all matter for an assessor. It's just math.
Yep. So every other year, the assessor has to recalculate property values. And last year, they did it. So the letters that we got, the blue envelope that we all got the other day, that is what they did last year, the work that they did last year, and that is the value. But that won't come into effect until next year. So they are looking this year at property values, and we have a new assessor, so things will be totally different from what the former assessor looked at. But you know, they have to go off. There's a number of different things that they have to go to. You know, sales, what the market's doing, they have to take in consideration. The state has regulations that they have to look into and go by. So you know, he's had some questions about things that happened prior, and he's looked into them and he's made some adjustments. So, you know, I think Jamie's a good fit for Boone County. You know, he bought a home here, and he's moving.
He's got a blue envelope too.
Yep, he got a blue envelope as well. So,
and one thing is, now that we're hitting April, that is the appeals period.
Yes.
So people need to pay attention, and the information is available on the county's website under the assessor on the appeal process and things you need to do to go ahead with this. So if you got that blue envelope, you have that right to do that appeal. Feel free.
Oh, absolutely. I think that anyone looks at their property values, if they're saying, hey, this is way too high, this is not what my place is worth, definitely take that appeal. Go on the Boone County website and go under the assessor's tab, and you'll find the process there, and fill out the paperwork and get with them, and they'll be more than happy to come out and look at things.
Sure. So. Again, don't put off, because it's a narrow window. So
it is.
We want people to make sure, and I know he's got a new appeals board that, again, there's new people on there, so we'll see how it goes forward. But that's one of those things. Did want to ask about a couple of other things that you guys are dealing with. Obviously, while all this is happening, you're building another new shed here, Boone. We got to talk about the shed process, because one of these days we'll actually exchange the get NGS Geotech is going to be able to build their place here in Boone County, 26 acres out by Central Iowa Expo. Originally, the idea was to have a roads department office out there handle the eastern part of the county, Ogden the western part of the county.
Yep.
But the board said, no, that's pretty expensive to do that. But improving our three locations, that we can afford.
Yeah. So the original plan was to put a consolidated shed, which would consolidate Madrid and Boone. And we'd still have to have the Ogden shed. due to the location across the river. That came with a price tag, I think, of around $26 million. We were able to build three sheds, brand new sheds, for a fraction of that price. Plus, it keeps the workers local in their area, and it works out better for logistically, for moving equipment and clearing roads. It works out better. The reason for the new sheds, and we took on zero debt for these new sheds.
I was going to say, you used some recovery money.
Yep, we used some recovery money and the sale of some property that we weren't using. We just geotech bought that land out there. That's going to help it. The railroad foreclosing the crossing, we got some money. So there's zero debt attached to these brand new sheds, which is phenomenal. And it is something that we're very proud of, able to do. These will help the lifespan of the equipment. Instead of putting on blades or changing things in the wintertime out there in the cold parking lot, you can pull it into a heated shed and work on equipment, which we didn't have before.
Well, let's say Ogden's got a floor.
Yes, they have a floor rather than just a dirt.
Shed. That was the first one, and that was the high priority for you because that was a total new build over there for the Ogden shed.
Yep. So we had to tear down over there in Ogden and then rebuild. Madrid, we didn't have to tear down anything. We had to move an existing sand building. They had a building where they store, sand material for the winter. So we had to move that, and then they hooked it on to the existing building over there. And Boone, we had to purchase two properties in order to make it fit. And the reason why we purchased two properties, it was cheaper buying those two properties than building the retaining wall that we would have had to build. which is funny.
Well, and you got good bids for all of them.
Absolutely.
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it, to watch? Ogden was, you only had a couple of bidders, and then double that amount or so for Madrid.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden a dozen.
Yeah.
For the shed in Boone.
Yeah. And, our developer has been great with this process, and it's been really, really good, and we're excited to get the last one finished. So
it'll be going on up there. And by the way, Roads Department is going to be doing a lot of the site prep work, so
yes, they
cut down some of the cost on that as well too. So I think they're anxious. It'll be the last one. And it's not like you didn't get your money's worth out of the old ones.
No, we did, definitely.
But equipment's a lot bigger now.
A lot bigger. The problem that we had in Madrid is none of the equipment would fit in the shed. They couldn't get it inside to work on it or anything. So this is just it's going to help out all around in all the aspects of maintenance and care of the vehicles.
Okay, I did want to ask about a couple of the other things going on, because planning and zoning is supposed to meet today, but I know one of the things you have now is a moratorium in place on data centers and also on the battery storage locations.
Yep.
We are seeing those crop up. You did the same kind of thing when you were looking at solar.
Yep.
We put a little moratorium in because you didn't have anything in your ordinances and you wanted to have something to give you a little more. It's not like prohibition, but siting control is probably
right.
The big thing.
Yeah, we're not against progress, and we're not against these battery data centers and these data mining and battery storage areas. We're not against it. We just want to make sure it's in the right spot. What fits best for Boone County? All of us supervisors love the rural aspect of Boone County. People come up here to vacation, to visit, to experience rural Iowa. And that's what we are, and that's what we want to maintain. And we want to maintain that look and keep the, these data centers come with a lot of noise. So we would just want to make sure they're in the proper area so they're not bothering, residents. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at all the aspects of what could affect people, just like we did with the solar. So,
and with the planning and zoning, the comprehensive plan, when you look at that, because it identifies potential areas for growth. So you don't want something going into an area where expansion is going to move right into it.
Right.
So
definitely.
Still try to keep them separated and things like that. Part of the challenges. Mm-hmm. Drainage. Is it hard to switch hat to being a trustee for a drainage district?
Oh, it can be.
One of the challenges, one of the big ones, probably since you came in there, has been 112 down in Madrid.
Madrid, yep.
south of Luther, right through Madrid, and Madrid did petition to make some improvements. And we're finally getting there.
I've learned more about drainage than I ever wanted to know. but, you know, it is challenging to change hats and say, okay, I'm not a supervisor, I'm a drainage trustee, and do what's best for the area. And, you know, when you're a drainage trustee, you're still not playing with your money or the county's money. These are the people that live in the area. You're playing with their money, and that's a serious business. So you want to make sure you're making the right improvements, doing the right thing for the people. And it can be very, very challenging. You know, Boone, the city of Boone and the county had an issue with a drainage district out on the west side of town.
139, yep. I think.
Yeah. I think so.
137, 139.
Yeah. Well, that came up this last year where, okay, it's come due and they have to make the repairs. Mm-hmm. I took a hard look at that with Mr. Scare, and we came to a compromise to where the city didn't have to get in there and put millions of dollars into that project that they didn't have. So we've actually worked with the city and help that area stay flowing, stay direct, direct water flow, and it saves the city millions of dollars so they don't have to do that. So we're always looking at, as trustees, we wanna do the best way, the cheapest way. If that project would have taken off, the city would have had to have done that, it still would have cost the residents in the area $40,000 that they would have had to pay. So looking at it, and I took the Bolton and Mink out there, the engineers, I took the city engineer out there, and we walked the whole thing and looked at it, and we came to the conclusion that if we get in there and just scrape this out, keep it clean, keep the reeds out, that'd be good. So
most cost effective, yeah.
Yeah, most cost effective way to do it, and that's what we did. So,
which is a district that starts north of the railroad tracks,
way north.
Yeah,
yeah,
and comes on the west side of town.
Yep. So
that was again one of those that could have been a challenge in there too. We do have a lot of other things that are going on countywide. Economic development side of things, and I know we've had with Landis a couple of big projects east of town, a huge one up on the north end of the county, stayed in Boone County. I know you guys were glad for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others, and there are other contacts that are being made. Not everything you know, you can talk about, but there is an interest, and you're trying to follow your comprehensive plan and basically drive them into essentially the corridors along Highway 30 in particular.
Yep. Exactly. We're trying to keep the growth towards the east end of Boone along Highway 30 going towards Ames. That seems the most logical place. You know, Ames is spreading this way.
Mm-hmm.
And Boone is growing, and with, you know, Daisy coming in, it's still going to grow more. And we're just looking at more the efficient way to put in these industries that want to come in here. It is off Highway 30. Mm-hmm. That is the quickest route. And for placement, it looks like, you know, closer to Interstate 35 is the better place for it. So we're looking at areas in that way, and especially on the north side where we have better water. You go to the south side, they don't have enough water over that way for mm-hmm. fire suppression and things like that. So we're looking to the north side of Highway 30 mm-hmm. is our honey spot, yeah. I guess.
Ogden just had their industrial site getting up and going. Again, access to 30 in
yep.
particular, and that's one of the things we've seen some growth over that way as
yep.
well.
And they're also on the north side there,
yeah.
So that's a good area. You know, I went to the Legacy meeting the other day, and they talked about some things that's going on up there, which is, you know, all our cities are doing some great things, and growth's happening everywhere. So
we do have just a moment here before we run out of time, but did want to ask you things that are going on that people don't necessarily see. One of the challenges, 911 board, getting fewer dollars now. Again, it's people may not understand it, but 911 board covered a lot of our costs, and again, on these communication projects too. But with everybody going to cell phones, the dollars actually have been fewer coming to the county. So it does create some problems for it.
Absolutely. You know, landlines are becoming a thing of the past. That's where they 911 generated. The county generated most of the money for 911 is from those landlines. Now those are a thing of the past. That money from their cell phone goes straight to the state. Then the state divvies it up to the counties as they see fit. So we get less and less money every year, which helps offset the taxpayer costs, but it's getting less. One of the really cool projects that we're working on is our new conservation director, Chelsea. They put in a grant for new docks, and they're in.
They got them done last week.
They got it in last week. They are great. I went up and looked at them. I did have some funds, some discretionary funds from the
local option sales tax,
and I told Katie, I said, we need a kayak launch ramp. And she's like, yeah, we do. And I was like, I'd like to buy that. So I'm going to go into my discretionary funds for the lost, and I'm going to give a donation to the conservation.
County Conservation Foundation.
To the foundation. And so they can purchase one of those for them.
See, that's the one thing a lot of people don't realize. Local option sales tax, we call for the county, a portion has to go to roads.
Yes.
Secondary roads. And the balance is called for community betterment.
Yep.
And so you do have applicants that apply for that, do award that. But you ended up this year with about $21,000.
Extra. Yep.
Yeah. So you split it between the three supervisors, $7,000 apiece, and pick a project if you want.
And that's the project I'm going to put some money in. There's a couple more that I'm going to do. So I'll keep that a secret for now. But there's a couple worthy products that I'd like to donate to. So.
Having used a kayak launching system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for it. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. I've spilled myself a couple times trying to get in and out, so this will be nice.
All right. Yeah. Sean Bryant, our guest on our program today, thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.